Brad Lloyd from the Dockers is ready for us, Barney, so yeah. We'll get into Lloydie and have a chat to him.
9221882, Drew Banfield, one of the no doubt a success story of the draft. So that's what we want to hear from you, Stuns, the ones that stick in your mind. G'day, Lloydie, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, going well.
Happy with your lot, naturally?
Yeah, we're happy with the lot. Yeah, look, you never know how it's going to pan out, but we just thought getting Darcy with the running mid, and Harley can, he's a good size midfielder but can push forward. You know, Collins, the key defender, and then Shane Yaron, who, you know, we all know has kicked, you know, good quality goals in the waffle. So, yeah, really good, strong mix tonight.
What was the philosophy, Brad, going in, just take the best player or situation needs?
There was some needs. We definitely wanted to get a tall in somewhere and get some goal kickers as well. So, we really had a good look at the needs, but you're also guided by how they fall as well. So you've got to be a little bit careful with it all. You want to get quality players in. But, needs was really important, but we got a really good mix tonight, I thought.
Mate, what about as those academy players kept on getting taken before you? There was half a dozen of them, I think, Lloydie. So all of a sudden the picks start to slide backwards. What were you thinking as you were going through the process?
Yeah, we knew five would probably jump in, so our 22 would become around the 26, 27. So we were aware of that, and we slid back from 16 to 22 with Harley coming in through the trade period. But really happy that we traded a future pick to get a second round back in the draft this year, which got us Harley tonight, Harley Balick. So we're aware that was going to happen. It's all part of the new regime.
Hey, Brad, Carl and I have been talking about it when discussing with our listeners whether they like it or they don't like it, but it really doesn't affect you, does it? Because you sort of got a fair idea a long way out which clubs are going to take which player from those particular areas.
Yeah, you do, yeah. Like, leading up, Darcy Tucker, I'd had him linked right as early as 12 and right through, so you're not sure where he'll go, and Harley thought he might go fairly early. They invited 20 players to the draft, and Harley Balick was one of them, so he's here. And the academy players, you're sort of aware of whether they'll get not bidded on, but whether the academy clubs will take them. So you do your research and try and plan as much as you can, but you never know. The first part of the draft, they all the players were dropping, but it opened up as the draft went on, as it normally does.
Now, Lloydie, it seemed to take forever, mate, this new point system. You're the man that has to deal with it. How do you find it? What do you think of it? Do you think it's a system that could be improved? Give us your thoughts.
Oh, it was certainly a long night at the table. It went on and on. Yeah, so to keep everyone focused. But, I think it was more the televised part of it that made the night take a bit longer, more so than the point system. So, look, points puts a... the points is more a bit of a guide for the whole industry, but it didn't really affect us because we're not an academy club. We just had our order, and if it's the highest ranked player or the position, we put the name in, and if it's matched, we go to the next one.
Brad, your first to fourth year players started this week. What's the expectations of these boys taking in the draft tonight? When do they have to be up and running in Perth and ready to go?
Yeah, well, I'll fly to Melbourne tomorrow probably go up country and have a chat with Darcy Tucker, and then probably head back towards the airport on Thursday and fly back with him. So they'll be moving pretty quickly. So get them right into training with all the young guys and settling in before Christmas.
Hey Lloydie, we had a chat to Harley Balich, your second selection. They hadn't been able to get in touch with Darcy Tucker. His phone was off. Have you spoken to him yet?
Well, yeah, I'm straight out of the draft, and having a couple of chats on the phone. So haven't spoken to him just yet.
Yeah,
but,
got him there either.
But, Harley Balick is here, so I'll see him shortly.
Good.
Good on you, Lloydie. Well done. Good work, and no doubt we'll have a good look at these kids over the summer.
Great. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thank you.